Okay, well, I'd like to call the council meeting, organizational council meeting to order, 5:30 PM. So welcome new council. This is the first council meeting. I would like to just say a few things if I could before we get into some appointments and so on. Is just some general information. So there is a few bylaws, well, there's many bylaws, but some that might be of particular interest that I will forward over the next few days. So there's a council procedural bylaw, which talks about the way things should be done in council meetings and so on. So I will pass this to you. There is also an emergency management bylaw. It's been worked on recently. We have a director of emergency management who's been working on that. And so I was thinking, among the many bylaws, that's probably an important one that you have a look at maybe sooner than later. So I'll pass that along too. Just a reminder, and I'm sorry if I'm sure you all know this already, but just because we're trying to do an organizational meeting, I felt it was appropriate to initiate this way. But the website actually has all the bylaws and the minutes and so on. It also has in those bylaws a document that's this one here. This is the hard copy. This is actually the size of our land use bylaw. So this is on the website, and you probably will be looking at it at various points. You can just look for the keyword land use bylaw, scroll through whatever many sections. I just thought I'd alert you. These are some of the key documents. There's a municipal development plan also, it's a bylaw as well. And it was a requirement through the Municipal Government Act and so on. So each municipality had to go through the exercise of making sure they have some type of plan in place that has to do with the criteria that provincial government through the Municipal Government Act feels is in the best interests of the municipal residents and businesses. And so that municipal development plan talks about various aspects of the structure of the village and also where it should and could be going and how to get there. So that might be another one to look at, and I can forward that one as well. Did you want me to go through any of this committee document, or did you kind of get enough just looking at
it? We can go through it again once we get there.
Okay.
Would that work?
Or even here,
okay.
Because I just thought because it has to do with the appointments.
Oh, okay. All right. Sorry.
So there's just a little bit of a summary here that was put together, sort of a legacy. I carried it on, added a bit to it. It's basically the committees that the villages have. And so just some summary information, again, because we have some new council. So, let me back up a minute. I'm assuming everybody in the room knows who our new council are. I did say welcome, but I'm very sorry. Do we need to do names and introductions?
I think everybody knows.
I think everybody knows.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Thank
you.
Thanks.
Okay. So, I'm just reading from the top of this document. It does make reference to a group that was out there and may become alive again to do with mayors and Reeves. So from the various municipalities over the last number of years, they used to get together and just work with each other, help each other, support each other. As far as we're aware right now, there isn't anything active, but there could well be going forward. So that's a bucket that might be filled in here. Longview Library, you're all familiar with that. Being downstairs, typically the meetings are first Tuesday of every month, a couple of hours of meetings there and so on. Longview Fire Department, we are actually happy, I guess, that the Foothills County helps us with fire services, and you know where the fire hall is. So we rely on them, we work with them, and that's the arrangement at this point. So there is something significant. We typically would go to the fire chief of the Foothills County. We have had some local ones, but there has been a bit of a revolving in there. So we sometimes end up with Foothills County Fire Chief. West Winds Communities, so that is a committee that we've been involved with. I'll just read sort of what just basically came from their current website. 65 years of dedicated service in our communities. Since 1959, we have committed to providing quality housing and support services, fostering inclusion, and enhancing the lives of those we serve. So monthly board meetings, it has been High River as a location. There's a bit of reading to be done there for whoever, say, it becomes the liaison there. Foothills Regional Emergency Service Commission. So that's the group that helps with these emergency services. There was a development not too long ago where the 911 dispatch was updated. And there is some further updates that are coming through, almost through, to facilitate communications on phones in particular, I think. And so it's actually exciting, but it's complex. There's a lot involved here, and I'd like to thank, there's a lot of people in these various municipalities that have participated in it. It's a great thing. So thank you to everybody from the village and admin. EDC Economic Development Committee, we were in the process, I think last term, just near the end of the last council term, getting that restarted. It had typical monthly meetings, was running an hour, so that's still an evolving committee. Longview School, we have had a liaison there for quite some time, a close working relationship actually, and it's been good, I believe, for the students, so on, so monthly meetings, etc. Sheep River Regional Utility Corporation, there's a governance aspect. We're listed as part of the group, but we don't have a vote on it, so this has been more of a just keeping informed. Yeah, yeah, keeping informed, a liaison. FCSS, we get funding, we have been getting funding on 3-year contracts, and there actually is one currently up for renewal, as you will see in the meeting following the regular council meeting. There is a FCSS committee that works on the funding, which organizations get funding, and that those recommendations come to the council, and then the council determines who they are going to approve or not. So that's the process at a very high level. Okay, just making sure I don't miss pages here. Emergency management, as I said, this has become more and more involved. Even just over the short time I've been here, we've been lucky to have one person focused as the director of emergency management. There was a time a year or so ago we found out that a council member is not allowed to be the director of emergency management, so we had to ask the person who is on council to step down and find somebody who's not on council. So that person fortunately has stayed with and got some training, so it's nice to see some continuity there. And there's a lot involved in this, and so as CEO, I'm trying to work with the Director of Emergency Management, and there's a role for council, there's a bylaw I mentioned earlier, there's some training that is mentioned in the next meeting too that is required, we need to look up, be mindful of. So there probably is going to be a lot of future work on this. We also, for those that are not aware, were able to get approximately $12,000 of funding from an acronym, FRIAA, to do with the Fire Start program there, to have a consultant come in who has experience and is very networked with that government group. And he is actually in the process still of writing a report. He's been discussing and meeting with people in the community, organizations, assessing, and his report basically is to come out and say what the risks and hazards are to do with possible wildfire scenarios for the village of Longview. So that's in process. It just because it's somewhat related, I thought I'd bring that up. The Recreation Board, there was a change here recently where Foothills County decided to move on, and so the end result was a new Village of Longview Recreation Board was established very recently, and the Foothills County, as far as we're aware, is still planning to fund it. We are encouraging being open to people from the county, because obviously people from the county use, you know, with some of our recreational facilities. So that is also kind of restarting, as it were. The last one on the list here is a municipal planning commission. So in our case, all three of council have been sitting on this planning group, and it is a advisory, assisting, supportive, and helping decision-making body for, I'll say, some of the more complex or discretionary, challenging land development matters. So I, as CEO, just so happens, because there's so few people in staff, I hold a few hats. So one is development officer and development authority. So if I would typically need to make some decisions as to, oh, I wonder if we need to have some help, discussion with Municipal Planning Commission, which would be the, has been the three council. So that it is not used very often, but it is out there. So not to get too long-winded here, that's a very brief. So,
sorry.
Starting over. Okay, so that's a summary. Council, in terms of, thinking if there's anything else particularly pertinent. The thing is, the three of you are much more familiar with the community than I am. I've only been here 3 years. So maybe I'll leave it at that, unless there's any questions from the new council. Just overview information and so on.
That's good. No, that's fine.
Okay. All right. So how about we jump into meeting content? Can I ask the mail person knows about?
He hasn't come in yet.
Oh, we're still waiting. Okay, good. Okay, so the first order of business, I'll call the meeting to order. As I said, it was 5:30. I did a little introduction, some topics, some helps, new council coming into place. So the first matter of business is nomination for an appointment of mayor. So at this point, I will call for any nominations. And the way it works in the village is the three councilors at this point have the opportunity to nominate from within themselves who would be mayor. So I will open that up now to the three of you and just ask for who is would like to be
somebody. I'll nominate Rose.
Okay, thank you. So Rose Klassen has been nominated for mayor. May I ask, Councillor Rosa, do you accept that nomination?
I do.
Okay. Now the protocol is I still need to ask if there's any other nominations. So I'm calling for any other nominations for mayor at this point.
Can I nominate myself?
You certainly can. Okay, so
I just feel it would be correct based on votes, the people's votes. So I'm nominating myself.
Okay, so sorry.
I was going to say Rose has got the experience that would help right with the connection.
But we're all working together. And yes. And if we're being transparent and listening to the people, I think we should go with votes.
Okay, so just so I can catch up, we already started a debate, but it is open for any debate and we're into that. So is there any further comment on the two nominations on the table before I will ask for a vote of the existing council? So any further comments, discussion on this? So currently I'll just reiterate, so Councillor Rose Klassen has been nominated and Councillor Brenda McIntosh has been nominated. So any further discussion or debate on this before I call for a vote from the three?
I don't know how you have a debate on it. Like, I really, like.
No, right. Don't know another, right.
No, I didn't mean to make anybody uncomfortable. I just needed to make sure everybody had an opportunity to speak if they want. So I'm taking there's no further comments. So at this point, I'll call for a vote from amongst the three. I will mention the first one nominated. So what would be the vote by show of hands, please, for at this point, Councilor Rose Klassen to become mayor of the village for this next year. So that is carried by Councilor John and by Councilor Rose and now the mayor. And thank you, everybody. Just to confirm, so Mayor Rose Klassen has been awarded the position of mayor. So, okay, so we'll just pause to handle the mail delivery.
Hello.
Oh, okay.
We're in here. Okay, thank you. Sorry.
Okay. Okay, so at this point, I need to turn over the meeting for myself to the mayor. So I will give you this sheet if you want to use that template. And the next role will be deputy mayor and sworn
okay.
down the line there.
Nomination for deputy mayor.
Brenda.
Do you accept?
Oh, sorry. Sure.
Okay. Okay. Regular council meetings. We hold them on the third Tuesday of each month, starting at 5:30. You're all right still with the 5:30.
I think they should be later.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's.
We'll talk about it. Okay.
6:30, I don't know. 5:30 is a bit early, right? That's usually supper time.
It's for people getting back to town and stuff.
Too. Oh, yeah. You work.
Yeah.
Okay.
What time? Sorry.
6:30.
Okay.
Now, in the past, committee of the whole meetings were taken away because they really weren't. In the past, the council felt that it was just a waste of money.
Okay.
So we removed them because you'd have a meeting at the beginning of the month. So we just eliminated them.
Can I mention one thing?
Mm-hmm.
There was no motions or decisions made at those meetings.
No, well, and that's it. All they are is just to sit around the table and discuss things.
Like
yes.
With events in the village or...
if there was things coming up or what things we wanted to see in the future, but we found that we could do that at a council meeting just as efficiently. And with all the other meetings that a person has during the month.
Right.
You're fine to still discontinue committee
yes.
of the whole meetings?
Yeah.
Okay. Still no. Okay.
So there's that. Can I interrupt?
Yeah.
There's actually a motion and there's another thing that was eliminated. So
okay.
maybe we want to have
all right.
some similar motion.
We have to
motion.
Do that officially?
Yeah.
Please. Okay.
And maybe that other topic of having those mayor meetings or not, that was dropped as well.
Can I get a motion that council approve the third Tuesday of each month regular council meetings and that council continue with the elimination of regular committee of the whole meetings and elimination of regularly scheduled meeting times with council. All that it combines
that,
both of them.
Yeah, that was.
A motion.
Okay.
Seconded.
So it's all in favor. We don't have to second. We just.
No.
Okay, so then the meeting remunerations. We have it. Council remuneration for each meeting is set at 60 for meetings under 2, 110 for up to 4, and for meeting council meetings longer than 200. And then we want to keep it that same. Okay, and then travel time is actually 59 on our timesheet. This one says 54.
Yeah, so the fees and fines, I think the last one it was updated to the 54. So we were going by the fees and fines, the most recent one.
Oh, okay, so, yeah. So but our timesheet says 59, yeah, so we'll have to change that.
We'll have to fix that. Yeah.
So it, travel is 59 per kilometer.
So fees and fines says 54, right? So we were, oh, you want to change it, sorry.
Our timesheet is already changed, so it'll have to be changed on there. So, it's already been changed to 59 cents.
Yeah, so the thought was that we keep these in line. So fees and fines and, you know, what we're deciding in the organizational meeting. So we would need to adjust fees and fines if it's going to 59, or if you want to go with fees and fines that's in place from June, then we would go to 54. It's whichever way you, we can fix these documents easily after. Those are just formatting in the admin, right? These are the official documents.
Okay. Nice. No, yeah.
Now you're just confusing things, so we're going to have to change it on here because our timesheet already tells us.
59.
Well, the timesheet should be adjusted to what we're doing in officially here. The timesheet is the easier one to adjust, so we want.
You want to go with the 45 or the 59?
The 55.
54 is or 59.
We should be going with the 54, which is the fees and fines amount. Can I just put this for? So this was taken directly out of the fees and fines, and it has the 54.5 there. So that's the most recent bylaw in it. So it's recommended that we go with this, unless we want to change it, and then we would also change fees and fines probably next month. We need to revisit that.
Okay, we'll revisit that next month then.
Okay, so we want to go 59, I'm hearing, correct?
Well, it gets changed with the years.
Oh,
each year it gets changed.
Mm-hmm. So it's whatever the council wants. So I was just
okay,
wanting to
so
make sure all the documents
will,
are correct.
We will visit that next month.
Okay, so
okay.
For tonight.
For right now, it's 54.
Oh, okay.
All point right. 54.5 per kilometer. We'll leave it at that for right now.
Okay.
And then per diems, incidentals $10, breakfast $15, lunch $20, dinner $36, maximum daily total $81.
I'm fine with
that. Okay. So can I get a motion that council approve the 2026 remuneration rates? John?
Yes.
All in favor?
So the council is sticking with the meeting rates, right? From
Yeah,
okay.
All right, let's go on to the committee appointments. So the, like Roy said, the mayors and Reeves, they started out real good, and then it kind of dwindled out. People were busy and everything else. It's normally a breakfast, so we'll see what happens with that. Mayor Tanya in Okotoks was the one that initiated that. So Longview Library, that's on the first Tuesday in the morning. Nothing, John?
Can be library.
I know. Yeah, I know. Nobody else is going to do it. Why?
I've been sitting on it for the last 4 years.
Okay. How bad is it?
How bad is it?
Highest question.
You're sitting with a bunch of women.
Enough said.
All right. Enough said. All right.
You'd like to go on there?
Yeah, I'll go on there.
All right. Give it a try.
I can try.
Okay, fire department. So fire department and FRES kind of go together, yes?
Pardon me?
Sorry. Fire department and FRES, they kind of go together?
Not really.
No, they don't? No. Okay.
I'd say like the fire department stuff was back when the village ran
fire hall.
The fire hall. Because then the fire department used to have monthly meetings and stuff.
There, right. Too.
And we don't do that anymore now that
okay.
we took it over. Fresca is more dispatching and emergency services stuff too, but on how dispatching is
okay.
working and EMS and stuff like that.
So
should we not still have someone, it's only because he's on the fire department that I'm questioning.
Oh, yeah,
that's
absolutely.
Why I'm.
Yeah.
Should we not still have, someone that is involved with the fire department, though?
I would think that would be a council decision if you guys want to have monthly, quarterly updates from the Longview Fire Hall to see what they've been doing, what's coming
just get
out,
an update.
Anything like that kind of thing, maybe. Because, for instance, the Halloween's coming up, they're doing the hot dogs and hot chocolate for the kids on Halloween Day. And then the food drive and bottle drive with the youth groups collecting bottles. That's coming up November 20th, I think it was put out, for the food drive and the bottle drive. So, you know, to get that kind of information, it might be nice to have a...
more or less a liaison, not
somebody.
Someone...
Yeah, somebody
okay.
contact and get any information if you want.
Okay.
So the 20th, you said?
So should we November? Change that
I mean, so it was,
from...
Let me just double check it.
Should it still be a council, or should it be admin that just reaches out?
See what's happening.
If you're asking me, I would say probably keep it at the council level.
Okay.
Because I
All
think
right.
what you're, if I may say, I think you're talking more about how much time is taken as opposed to the importance of it. So I think what you're kept confirmed... there might not be much time at all. It's just keep us informed, so on.
Okay.
So,
all right.
I don't think it's necessary for a council member to have a meeting with the fire
no.
department.
No,
exactly.
It's
just a
contact.
Contact
exactly.
One of the members to
see what's happening.
Get any
yeah.
news within the village that they're doing it.
Yeah.
Maybe if right now there's about 5 of them that are taking their big 10-01 courses right now, right? They'll be finished that in November sometime. Information like that, maybe you guys want to know, but it doesn't need to be a sit-down
okay.
meeting, I don't think.
More
if,
just a
if
contact.
If I may
okay.
say, maybe it would be the same council member, be both FRESC and...
Yeah.
Because it's related, right? And
okay.
some minimal time.
I'm sorry, I believe it's actually Wednesday, November 9th. That's when all people will be going around.
Okay. Bottle drive?
Yeah. And food drive. Diamond Valley's also doing theirs on the 19th, I believe, and then they switched to Turner Valley on the 20th, or vice versa.
Good.
But yeah, ours is 19th.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
All right. So, fire department.
Well, this, yeah.
So it's more just a...
Let they come check in every now and then.
Fresk is in Okotoks.
Yes.
Mayor? Yes?
Just maybe for information on Fresk, they usually try and have their meetings. No, I think they try and work around any new council and their
yeah.
council meetings, but typically it's been on a Wednesday evening about 7 o'clock. Most of the time still they do it over Zoom. I think
okay.
I've been to one in-person meeting at the dispatch center / RCMP station in Okotoks. That's where we would have run about it, but most of them are Zoom on Wednesdays at 7.
Okay.
I think it's every 3 months they hold that meeting.
Oh, it's not every month?
Mm-mm.
All right,
not
thank
usually,
you.
I don't think.
Okay, thank you. Okay, we're still at the fire department. Don't mean to just do that? Reach out to them?
Yeah, there's all men there.
No, there isn't. There's more women than men, I think. But I'm not going to their meetings. All I'm going to do is just reach out if they have any news. West Winds, that's in High River. Most meetings, but they'll travel around because it's senior living. So sometimes they'll have meetings in their lodges. And their meetings, I do believe, start at 6. Just give me a minute. Depending. They've started them earlier because it was getting to be too late of a night for some of them to. Yeah, it's might be 6 now. 6:30. But it depends if you want to get on one of their other boards that they have going on with West Winds. So it's on the second last Tuesday of the month. Usually. Is when they try to have them. So like I say, majority of the time they have them in the West Winds building in High River.
High River. The Seasons or whatever. Is that
the right one? It's the one that's down by the church. What's the house that's on the stilts? In High River, what's the house that's on stilts?
That's the lodge?
Yeah, you turn there. Have you seen that house that's on the stilts? That was senior living at, and so you just turn there and get the address. I can get the address.
Once a month, end of month. You could probably do that one.
It's a fun group. EDC, that's one we're still working on.
I can probably do that one too.
Okay. Longview School.
I'll do that one.
Ask a question. So for alternates, you'll be coming back.
Oh, right. Okay. Alternate for the West Winds. I can be that. And the alternate for, I'm Miss Fresk. Sorry. I jumped ahead. We got Fresk in there as well.
So can I make a comment?
Yeah.
If you were going to be the fire department, there was a thought of maybe the same person doing both.
Okay. You guys good with that?
Sure.
And then just need the alternate.
And the alternate? John? Okay. Longview School, John, and I guess we got an alternate. When do they
once
meet, Lisa?
A month, right?
Once a month.
Once a month, typically on Thursdays at 6 p.m. I sent Ray a list of all of the meetings, but their 6 o'clock starts in the Learning Commons in Longview School. They're short and sweet.
They can be alternate.
Okay.
30 minutes tops, usually. They're really efficient with their meetings.
We're talking the school board right now, right? Or the school?
The
parent
school.
Council.
Sheep River Regional.
I can do that.
Sheep River Regional Utility Corporation meetings are usually during the daytime on Thursdays. There is the opportunity to Zoom link in. Sorry, if I may.
Yeah, no, it's all right.
You can Zoom link in, and we don't have a vote at the table. for that organization, but we have a seat at the table, so I was always going for information's sake.
What time of day do they normally?
1 o'clock.
1 o'clock.
So not lunch.
I can do late lunch, though. And that can be my lunch. I can.
Alternate? FCSS, there's been a lot of changes on that one, and so I'd like to stay on it to continue. Because there were Zoom meetings that I attended during the summer, and they're making a whole bunch of changes. So to continue showing the new committee and everything. So I'd like to stay on that one if I can, please.
I'll be alternate.
Okay. And then we have no choice with emergency management. It's all of us. All right, and the rec board. They normally meet in the evening.
Normally around 7. And again, it's not usually every month. Historically, it's been like every 3 months again for that one, but...
Okay.
I think some of their members are, since it's just started getting going again, they want to, I think they do want to have a meeting at some point here soon.
Okay, well, I'm going to throw my name out there. Good with that?
Sure.
Alternate?
I can be the alternate.
Okay. All right. And then municipal planning is all of us.
Can I ask a question? So... Mayor, so just to confirm, at the very first one, alternate is obviously alternate deputy mayor, right? So
yes.
So we're just keeping.
Yeah.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah, we'll see if that invite comes out again.
Yes. Welcome.
So,
have a motion on that.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Huh. All right. So, can I get...
Quick question.
Yes.
Madam Mayor, on the library board, who's my alternate? Or is one you want? Oh, sorry. Good. Never mind.
Are we good?
Yep.
Yeah. So we'll have to change that on our reading tonight in this. We'll get to it.
Okay,
so can I get a motion that the above committee appointments be approved until the next organizational meeting of the Village of Longview? John? Okay. All in favor? All righty, we're good. So I'll adjourn the meeting at 6:07.